Hi, I'm Carissa Vacker, and welcome back to Sleep Wave, a podcast where we let waves of relaxation wash over you through original sleep meditations created to help you fall asleep tonight. And don't worry if you don't hear the end of an episode. I encourage you to drift off whenever you're ready. Before we get started on tonight's episode, I'd like to say thanks again for all of the great ratings and reviews you guys have left us on Apple Podcasts and some of the other networks too. This one goes out to reviewer Maddie, who says she's been sleeping so much better for the last 2 months since listening to Sleepwave. We're thrilled to hear it, Maddie. Before we begin, I wanted to let you know about the best way to get a perfect night's sleep. With Sleepwave Premium, enjoy an ad-free experience, 2 exclusive bonus episodes a month, as well as our back catalog of premium content. Your support really helps. Sign up takes 2 taps, so please click the link in the show notes. But now, it's time for a quick word from our sponsors who make this free content possible.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So, I've been going through some things in life lately. I may share the full story at some point, but the point of it is, every time I share the particulars of what I'm currently experiencing, I get a dropped jaw. When I ask the other person how they are, I often get an, "Oh, I'm fine. I mean, I do have XYZ going on, but compared to what you're going through, it's no big deal." I have had no less than 5 of these very same conversations just this week. Now, let me point out, there is no pain competition, and if there were, I am most certainly not trying to win it. But it's fascinating being on the other side of it and watching, in real time, the perspective shift happen on the other person's face. Suddenly, I can see them thinking, you know, maybe I don't need to be so stressed about that thing. I know that's often the next thought because, so far, that has been what nearly every single person has said. I know it too because it's what I've said to myself multiple times in the last few weeks. A gift of having a major life challenge come up is that you are given fresh perspective. And often that perspective has to do with whatever was happening in life before said challenge. For me, that perspective showed up like a giant, bright, lit up, flashing neon sign that said, "Don't sweat the small stuff." It was suddenly glaringly obvious that stress was a far too frequent visitor in my days, and that it really didn't need to be. There was so much small stuff that I sweated on a daily basis. Looking back, I think, what was I so worried about? There are so many things that help with stress. Exercise, yoga, deep breathing, going on a walk, prayer, talking to a friend, and, of course, meditation. But what if we cut stress off at the pass? What if we disrupt it? There are so many things that I stressed about before my fresh perspective landed that truly did not deserve my attention or energy, and you may be the very same. The thing is, we get used to the feeling of stress, and our bodies and minds feel weird when we're not indulging in it like we usually do. I say indulging because that's what it is. It becomes an addiction, just like any other. But it doesn't have to be, and you certainly don't need to wait for a crisis to arise to have this knowledge. Tonight, we are going to consciously practice letting go of stress in a deep way so that when we are going about our days tomorrow, we remember how we want to feel instead. Settle in, get cozy, and we'll meditate together to "Don't Sweat the Small Stuff" by Billy Gill. We've all heard the conventional wisdom not to sweat the small stuff. If you were to do a cost-benefit analysis of what happens when you give too much attention to minor concerns, you would clearly see that the energy it takes for you to worry about relatively inconsequential matters is a net loss. It's like breathing from your collarbones instead of from your diaphragm. We have certain muscles, known as accessory respiratory muscles, which have the ability to make us move air in and out of the lungs, but the energy required to use those muscles in lieu of the diaphragm, abdominal, and ribcage muscles costs more than it gives. Breathing provides oxygen, which is a crucial ingredient in the cellular process that creates metabolic energy in the body. The accessory muscles are so inefficient at breathing that they actually require more metabolic energy to do the work of causing the chest to expand than they could possibly supply from that effort. Yet many people unconsciously recruit these muscles for breathing. In some cases, this is because there's a disruption to the respiratory function, but very often, it's merely a habit of tension in the muscles of the neck, usually the scalenes or the SCM muscles. Tonight's sleep meditation will be about releasing tension, releasing worry, but also releasing attachments and craving. In Eastern thought, there is a prevalent idea known variably as moksha, nirvana, enlightenment, or simply freedom. It involves a conscious movement away from the small stuff. Yet, in the view of these philosophical systems, the whole world is the small stuff. To most of us, that may sound extreme, but it's a conclusion which has been arrived at through careful observation of the human condition. The Sanskrit term for the human condition is samsara, which literally translates as wandering, or even more literally, flowing through. It refers to the endless cycle of birth, death, and rebirth believed by Hindus and Buddhists to be the journey of our continuing consciousness. Until the liberation of moksha occurs, all living beings must undergo this cycle indefinitely and endure the suffering that implies. Our senses are much more like projectors than cameras. We don't simply capture the image of what our eyes can see, we project onto them a certain meaning. In a fraction of a second, we not only project meaning upon an object, but we also assimilate that object into our worldview so as to understand what it means to us. A camera would just take a picture without evaluating the object or giving it any special meaning. The camera has no preferences. Our minds don't behave that way at all. Every perception, no matter how small, is given a valence in the grand scheme of our lives. We move toward what we value and we move away from what we devalue. This process is so fundamental to our experience of life that we scarcely recognize it. Much more than any explicitly stated values, the senses themselves are guiding most of us through life. We may claim to value peace and well-being, but nevertheless, we allow our minds to be disturbed by our neighbor's loud music, which the ears must hear if they are functioning well. This is not to say that the senses themselves are the problem. Rather, it is how much energy they demand that keeps us caught in the cycle of dissatisfaction. For the Buddhists and Hindus, consciously moving away from the senses and their projections brings about a state of bliss and freedom. Relax into the deep and easy comfort of your soft, warm bed. Make any adjustments to your physical body and allow yourself to gradually settle on a comfortable stillness. It's okay if you need to move your body at any time, but try to remain as still as possible and ensure that you are conscious of any movements. No unconscious movements. Chakras are a symbolic representation of certain energies in our psychological and physical bodies. Each chakra is geographically located at a physical region of the body, but the psychic energies they point to are not necessarily limited to that physical location. Still, there are some important correspondences between the physical location and the psychological significance of each chakra. The root chakra, which is situated at the base of the spine, is associated with survival instincts and foundational support. It is at the very foundation of the spinal structure, and it also allows us to observe a sense of stability. The second chakra corresponds to the sexual organs and corresponds to desire and pleasure. The third chakra, at the level of the solar plexus, evokes a sense of personal boundaries and intention, and also happens to be at the vulnerable level of the belly. It is the most vulnerable region to attack, and we often feel protective of this area. If we overprotect, our ego becomes aggressive and impenetrable. If we underprotect, we feel exposed and inferior. Perhaps the most evident connection between physical location and psychological symbolism is the heart chakra at the center of the chest as the center for love and compassion. The fifth chakra is at the throat and pertains to the truth, one's ability to speak the truth, but also one's ability to discern what is true from what is false, what is truly authentic and what is a pretense. Tension in the neck is a common concern. That is partially due to the weight of the skull and our tendency to misalign the part of your spine that is in your neck, the cervical vertebra. As you rest on your back, notice if your neck has retained its natural curvature. When the spine of your neck is in a neutral position, it will naturally curve upward, away from the bed. The chin and the bridge of your nose may feel as though they are at the same height. Of course, if you are using a thick pillow, it may position your neck in a more flexed position. As long as you are feeling comfortable, remain as still as you like. If you feel that there is discomfort in your neck, you may choose a lower pillow or try removing your pillow altogether if you are lying on your back. For side lying, more support is recommended. Regardless of which position you have chosen, feel the breath moving through the throat region. Breathe in through your nose. And as you exhale, imagine that you are fogging up a mirror with your breath, or that you are creating a whispering sound. It should sound something like water flowing through pipes or wind rustling through trees. Again, inhale through your nose, and as you exhale through your mouth, once again, pretend to fog up a mirror and pronounce a sound that could be spelled H-A-H. Notice the muscles of the throat coordinating with your breathing to create this whispering sound. Once more, breathe in through your nose and exhale through your mouth, pretending to fog up a glass. Now, keep the lips closed and allow your breath to flow effortlessly in and out of your nostrils. There is no need to continue making the whispering sound, although you may choose to if you wish. Breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out. at your own pace for some time. The fifth chakra sets limits and determines what should be adopted as one's own and what should be discarded. To determine what represents the small stuff in one's life, discernment is the key. The sword is the symbol for discernment, representing an ability to cut away what is unworthy of your attention and what no longer serves you. Envision a tranquil garden bathed in moonlight. In the center of this scene, picture a radiant sword, a symbol of discernment, resting peacefully. This is your sword of truth, your tool for cutting through the trivial concerns and worries that disturb your mind. The fifth chakra is called Visuddhi, the pure nectar of the truth. The truth of who you truly are, not the images that have been projected on you by others or even by yourself. With each breath, sense the calming energy of the indigo light and the presence of the sword, ready to cut away the unnecessary and leave only what truly matters. Feel a sense of clarity and peace washing over you. Feel the liberation of your soul as you free yourself from the attachments that keep you bound to the repetitive cycles of the movements of your mind. Recognize the many repetitive cycles that are fueled by habitual thought processes. The sword of truth empowers you to confront and dispel these illusions, allowing you to see what is truly valuable. Hear the phrase, "Don't sweat the small stuff," silently in your mind. Imagine each worry, each insignificant concern, as a small, weightless particle floating away from you. With your sword of discernment, gently cut through these particles, releasing them into the air, where they dissipate like mist. Release the tension that has been weighing you down. Perhaps you feel it in your neck at the level of the fifth chakra. Feel the breath flowing through your respiratory system. And with each exhale, imagine the layers of tension falling away as you slice through the attachments that keep you caught in repetitive cycles. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Continue on. Nirvana means to blow out. It may also be interpreted as a place where no wind blows. The mind, with its currents of thought, can be as restless as the wind. It blows from one object to another and dissipates its energy. As you release attachment to the small stuff, the distractions and worries that agitate your mind, feel the freedom that comes from discernment. Feel the mind growing calmer, more still, more peaceful. It's as though the winds are slowing down, and you feel connected to your authentic self. The wind becomes very still now. Feel the freedom of this deep inner silence. Thank you. As you inhale deeply, feel the stillness permeating your being. Imagine the tranquility expanding with each breath, creating a harmonious and serene environment within and around you. Sense the quietude of nirvana gently enveloping you, bringing a profound sense of peace. As you exhale, imagine yourself severing attachments to anything that doesn't serve your authentic self. Release attachment to the small stuff that once preoccupied your awareness. Feel the freedom of being your true self. See the small stuff, the worries, concerns, and trivial thoughts dissolving into the calm air. Picture them gently floating away, leaving behind a clear and uncluttered mental space. Feel the weight of these thoughts lifting, allowing your mind to experience a profound quietude. As you drift into a restful sleep, carry with you the essence of this tranquil space. Know that in this state of stillness, you are free from the burden of the small stuff, and you can embrace the night with a heart lightened by the peace of nirvana, moksha, liberation.